Well, it was almost 100 days ago I had a chance to talk to the new director of golf at Medina Country Club. And I think, like a lot of people in the golf business, we're thrilled to have this professional back in the state of Illinois. And Casey Brozek, about 100 days ago, you got this job. And now you're finally on property. But quickly, tell us what it's like to be back in Illinois, especially in these regular balmy conditions for February. And at the same time, what's the first 100 days been like since you've been hired here?
Well, it's you're right, Rory. It is balmy. I guess I can have everybody thanking me for bringing it north with me from Naples. The weather is great because I know Chicagoans are ready to play golf, and the golf season is right around the corner. Hoping we have an early spring. Since arriving, I've actually only been on property now for 16 days. They're counting by quickly because it is a little bit like drinking from the fire hose. So a lot going on this time of year. A lot of folks think that golf professionals don't have much to do, but I'm telling you, we are busy each and every day preparing for this season. So we're very, very excited for what's to come in 2024.
Well, there's always a lot of things going on at Medina Country Club, and you got three fastballs coming right at you. The reopening of number three, the centennial, 100 years of Medina next year, and in 2026, the President's Cup. And it seems like you've had to roll up your sleeves on all three of those issues already.
Right. You're absolutely right. So I put together a quick 30-day plan because you have to stay organized when it's coming at you at this velocity. And you're right. The first thing on the docket is course three. Our team is ready to go. And with this weather, of course, just like many courses in Chicago, it's really looking good. So we're very pleased. Things are on time for course three, and we're looking forward to bringing it to our membership in July. On the other side of things, you're absolutely right. I've been in President's Cup meetings, and I've been in Centennial meetings. So we're looking forward to celebrating our Centennial, which is in 2024, but a big celebration is in 2025. So we have some time for that, but certainly when it comes to logos and things like that, we've got it on the front burner.
What's it like to walk into your pro shop right out here in front of your office and you see all sorts of logos? And I'm sure there's some new ones yet coming in condition with all of the three major things that are happening, and we'll see more merchandise for that in the months and weeks ahead.
So we've had course one and two going along for the really two seasons now, and course three opens up, and we're proud to separate that as a branding opportunity, and of course the Centennial logo is right around the corner. We'll probably start launching that late in the summer or early fall, and then President's Cup. It appears that we're going to have a Medina-specific President's Cup logo coming out soon. So we're looking forward to those three opportunities. And then, of course, we're really excited about the opportunities for our short course and our putting course. The short course is called the Camel Trail, and the putting course is called the Sahara Putting Course.
Well, another thing that seems to be very exciting, and I think members, as they drive in from the front gates, they're noticing that some of the tarps on those greens are starting to roll back a little bit. And I got to believe that just adds to the excitement about the season ahead.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know what anybody's seen so far. There's no plans to roll any tarps back just yet unless we have to treat the greens. The interesting thing, as many Chicagoans and superintendents have probably realized, is that with the warm temperatures, we're able to do some things. And we watered course three here in February, which is very unusual. So we're happy to make adjustments along the way as Mother Nature brings us these curveballs. But really, it's all about targeting July for our open.
When you used to be here in Illinois some 7, 8, 10 years ago, and you walk around this club now, and I know you came out here before when you were working in Illinois, and you'd play in section championships here on course one and things like that. As you walk around now, is it the place you remember, or is it look a lot different from when you were last here, when you were back in the Illinois section, saying like whatever that was, 2015?
Well, certainly, I would say that it does look different. I look at it with a great deal of pride to be the director of golf here. I'm honored to serve our membership and their guests and families. But it looks different just because you're in the mix every day behind the scenes getting the work done and making sure that your services and team are ready. So That's the difference, I think. From the outside world, I remember it not too long ago, and how Medina is revered as one of the top clubs in the country, and for good reason too. I think that now with the management team, we have some new faces on the team, and under the leadership of Dave Schneider, our general manager and COO, it's a very exciting time. So we're all happy to serve and ready to go on to the next step and elevate Medina even more.
Have you sent a message out to all of the members, especially the ones that like to hit the golf ball around out here the most, and let some people that don't know you get to know you a little bit?
Yeah, that's been part of my 30-day plan. You know, obviously, certainly have to develop the team and work with the team to build trust and bring them together. But even more so, I think it's important to get to know the membership, allow them to get to know me and build trust there as well. So I've been to a lot of committee meetings, been to board meetings. I've been meeting with our membership. I've even invited them to lunch. So I have about six lunches over the next 6 weeks where I'll be inviting 10 people to lunch and just spending some quality time with our members. So I can't wait to get to know them and meet them even before the season starts.
Casey Brozek, welcome back to Illinois. It's great to have you here.
It's absolutely a pleasure to be here and to be the director of golf at Medina.